our top story today, chaos on Interstate 97. A trio of costumed criminals attacked an army transport vehicle as it made its way through Seaside City. The criminals, whose identities still remain unknown as of this broadcast, were after classified and experimental goods created by an undisclosed research firm on the nearby Seaside Islands. Unfortunately for the would-be robbers, the shipment was not the only thing on its way out of Seaside City. Dr. Stanislaw Doc Tesla, famed defender of our island neighbors, was also in town. His visit to our city was initially unrelated to the crime. Tesla was in town as part of his personal research firm for a technological symposium in the Hilton Conference Center. But as reports of the crime hit the airwaves, the so-called founder of the future rushed into action. On his trademark flying discs, Tesla took on the criminals as they tried to escape with the goods in a specially designed aircraft. Tesla used his energy ray weapon to disable the aircraft. His levitation device kept the ship from crashing into our fair city. But as he sought to save the aircraft and research project, the three criminals were able to escape by what one eyewitness described as crazy jetpacks. Doc Tesla returned the research to the army escorts. They were able to move the shipment out of the city and to a proper government holding facility. Tesla met with city police after the bust. He was released after questioning. Warrants are expected for the escaped suspects by the end of the day. The doctor returned to finish the symposium. Reports from the event say he has already returned to the Seaside Islands for the night.
Sad news out of the Seaside Islands today. While reports are still scarce, we've received word that the hero known as Doc Tesla is dead. While details of the incident are still sketchy, eyewitnesses on the island of Sacagawea report a battle between Tesla and a robotic automaton known as an Alvatron. Longtime listeners may remember this was not Doc Tesla's first battle with an Alvatron, but it may have been the hero's last. Witnesses say Tesla sustained a serious wound from one of the several long pincer-tip tendrils coming from the massive Alvatron before successfully stopping the robot from destroying the island. Dr. Stanislaw Tesla grew up in Sacagawea, the third generation of his family to do so after his great-grandfather, Nikola Tesla, first moved to the island in 1915. The Tesla legacy is a vital component to the technological success of the islands in the 20th century. Doc Tesla's influence will certainly be missed in the islands and in the greater Seaside community. A new Doc Tesla went into action today as she fought an Alvatron robot in the skies of Sacagawea. While reports of the death of Stanislaw Tesla have been confirmed, this new female figure seems to have taken up the legacy of the deceased inheritor of Nikola Tesla's technological legacy. The battle with the Alvatron proved to be drawn out over the largest of the Seaside Islands. The robot, named for its alleged creator, Thomas Alva Edison, seemed ready to kill the young heroine, just as a previous robot killed Stanislaw Tesla. But using the magna coil and laser technology that made the Tesla name famous, the new Doc Tesla destroyed the robot. While the identity of this new member of the Tesla family is unknown, it is thought Stanislaw Tesla died without an heir. Long-term listeners may remember Stanislaw's own childhood, though, where he was kept out of the public spotlight until shortly before his own father's death. Local metahuman experts suspect the new Doc Tesla may be a previously unknown child of Stanislaw. While no word exists on the plans of this new Doc Tesla, eyewitnesses on the scene report that she made a single statement to onlookers after the battle. I'm Doc Tesla. Deal with it. And listeners, we want to partner with you as our ace reporter in the field. Check the show notes for easy links to the full story and our City News tip line. This has been a City News Net update for the Seaside Islands. I'm Bradford Maxwell.